Dwayne Boudreau cut the grand opening ribbon on his reopened Circle Food store in the 7th Ward last January, but he's still cutting red tape to get his store to its full potential. Dwayne Boudreau struggled for over 7 years to reopen the flooded Circle Food store, the establishment that became a symbol of Hurricane Katrina devastation. But he finally managed to get funding and rebuild in the neighborhood that needed fresh, affordable food. Then he was told he couldn't apply for permission to handle the Women, Infants, and Children Food Supplement Program, a big part of his customer base.
When I went to apply for the WIC, I was told that there was a moratorium on it, and I didn't know anything about that. I was very surprised.
So he contacted business and political leaders to intervene. Democratic U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu wrote to Federal Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. She said the Circle Food Store serves a neighborhood with a poverty level almost 150% above the state average. And federal regulations didn't take into account the businesses returning after a national disaster. Boudreau says it's been a problem for his business as well as the community.
We would always be putting back baskets of groceries, and this was because a customer would come in to shop, and then they'd come to present the WIC vouchers and find out we don't take them. That was a hardship on both parts, my part because I'm losing the business, their part because they came in and shopped for the groceries, never even dreaming of that Circle Food Store is not being able to accept the WIC program.
Boudreau says he's just received the Agriculture Department application, a good sign after being told he couldn't even apply for a permit, and will soon be sending it back to Washington for approval.